Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Reverend Norma, and I am so happy to welcome you today to Spirituality 101. How has your week been? It seems as though it is fully summer. The sunshine is out. It's a wonderful, beautiful day. I hope it's the same where you are. And we're here. We're here once again to explore new ideas, to support and to motivate one another, and to grow in spirituality, in love, and in light. So, welcome to my regular students, and perhaps to some of you who may be listening to me for the very first time, I want to extend a very, very, very special welcome. Relax. Take a deep breath. Perhaps have a sip of water, glass of water by your side, and relax and enjoy the next hour that is designed and designated specifically to inspire, to awaken, to motivate, and support you on your journey. The quotation for today is one of my favorite quotations from Albert Einstein. The problems of today cannot be solved in the same consciousness levels in which they were created. I'll repeat that again. The problems of today cannot be solved in the same consciousness levels in which they have been created. And Spirituality 101 is designed primarily to help you, to support you in the lifting of your consciousness ever higher above the places where you may have created frustration and problems in life. And as we grow spiritually and we evolve and we take our vibrations higher, then it becomes easier to be able to recognize the problems, first of all, and the causes and the reasons for our frustrations, and then move to the next level of releasing, letting go, and allowing the Creator and the universe to fill the empty space. So, welcome. Today, we're having a special session of Spirituality 101 today. And the e-card I sent out read something like this. We began Spirituality 101 about 3.5 years ago. It will be 4 years in September. And we began at that, what I thought was a very relevant a beginning on September as a We began on September the 9th, the 14th, 2009, with the very first session, Birthright. Since then, we've created a distinct rhythm with the topics and the interviews aired on the show. Today, we want to take some time to do a course review and examine the learning curve or learning curves, I should say, that we have made together, and to look towards the future for the future plans for the show. Today I am joined by two regular Spirituality 101 students who will share their views and experiences and perhaps help us to see or to chart for us how what they have been learning in Spirituality 101 has kind of been implanted, so to speak, into their lives and whether or not they are growing as a result of that. Let's first take a look at Spirituality 101. Its goals, you know, I had very simple goals when I began this process, and goals were to awaken the sleeping giant, to inspire, to motivate, and to support your growth. And I am hoping that over this period of time, I may have done a little bit of all of those four major goals. We've come to a place where I feel like a review is very, very important, because in my head I am beginning to think of what the next level should be. And so I think it's very appropriate that we stop and take a backward look and think about where we've been, how far we have come, and how well we have incorporated some of what we have learned in Spirituality 101 into our daily practice and into our daily lives. We began with the poem, beautiful poem called Birthright. It is my birthright to be at peace, to love and be loved, to wonder at the beauty of nature, and so on and so on. And I would encourage you to go all the way back to that very, very first show, September the 4th, 2009. You can access it on my e-card or on Voice America. And September the 4th, 2009, the Birthright poem. Everything that has been done on the show so far has been directed to helping us to be able to engage that inner peace, to helping us to be able to generate our happiness, to help us to be able to be motivated to keep the rhythm that we have found going, and to provide support so that you can feel confident enough to move on to the next level. The very first four or five shows that we did was intended to really introduce you to the rhythm of spirit, introduce you to the fact that we are spirits trapped in a physical body, desperately learning how to be human, and in that humanness is the place where we make mistakes and we misstep. But in point and in fact, we are spirit, fully endowed and all-knowing and absolutely immortal, because our spirits never die. And so the first five or six sessions was intended really to introducing you to spirit as life force, to helping you to get to know a little bit of your instructor, to looking at things like synchronicity, and helping you to get to know, encouraging you to get to know who you are. Then we kind of moved on from there and began to talk about that inner world, the inner world, our inner voice, beginning to practice how to allow our inner voice to come forth. We looked at some stories from the Keys of Life, real life stories that would help us to recognize that some things are really possible. We talked about the inner world of guards, guides, teachers, and wayshowers, and you were reminded that as above, so it is below, that there's a matrix above us that was created before we enter into this existence, this physical existence, and that that matrix is also written deep within ourselves. We talked about the keys to the inner kingdom, so that the next group of classes was intended to really open us up to spirit. And then once we began to open up to spirit and we began to engage the rhythm that will keep us there, we began to look at what is there outside of ourselves, and what's the potential? What is the potential for our spiritual growth? And began to give you some kind of guidance and instruction as to how you can begin to remember who you are. Remember as in putting together that which had become a little bit separate. You talked about changing your mind so that you can change your life. So we began to delve into the power of the mind and into our inner thinking. And we began to look at what that remembering will do for us in terms of reminding us of the fact that we have lived many lives, past lives, and that those past lives have a relevance to the present moments in which we live. And then we came to that section of the course, where we began to become very aware in 2011, late 2011, moving into 2012, that there was an evolutionary shift about to take place. And our interviews and our topics began to shift more towards helping us to understand what was meant by an evolutionary shift and what we can expect and the ways in which we could prepare ourselves to be able to shift with Mother Earth as she came into planetary alignment. We issued a sacred call to order, and we began to think of ways, talk about the many ways and the many modalities and the many tools of transformation we could use to clear and to cleanse so that we can shift with Mother Earth. And then, of course, we entered the shift. And we came out of the shift quite joyful and ready to begin the next phase of shifting and moving with the energies of the planet. As I do that very quick review, I have to sigh and go, wow, we have gone through altogether 144 sessions. We have had well over 30 interviews from people who are walking the path, people who are experts on the path, people who had much to say to us about where we are going and perhaps how we can, the methodology we can use to get there. And I feel that this whole 3.5-year session culminated with that interview with Richard Moss, where, of course, he talked about deep work. And the whole of Spirituality 101 was to gently point us in the direction, in a very everyday kind of a way, to the deep work that we need to do on the inside. I hope that throughout the course so far, I have helped you to understand that we are ordinary people having extraordinary experiences, and that spirituality is rather more simple and a very everyday matter and can be integrated into our everyday lives. So I feel like we have undertaken quite a mouthful. I have learned as much from this process as I am sure you have, or I may have learned even more. It was a delight to speak to people like Dan Chesborough, who has been one of my teachers and for whom I'm very, very, very thankful. And he talked to us about the order of Melchizedek, and Pierrot Garot, who of course brought to us so much of the Native American principles. And so I feel like we have covered a lot, and it may be time for us to stop now and go back on some of those hallmark sessions, review them, and pay some attention to how well we may have integrated the information we have received so far into daily life. Now, that's a mouthful. And, of course, I see they're cueing me that it is time for a break. So we will go to a break. And when we come back, we will talk with two Spirituality 101 students who will share a little bit of themselves with us. Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
We are in the midst of a time of vast opportunity on our planet right now. If we can master ourselves to have our minds be our allies, we can then lead the authentic lives we desire. But to get beyond the everyday mundane life chosen for us by our minds, we need tools. Sometimes we're not aware of the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, and conclusions our minds have made, and this is where we need the help. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J. Kay, and receive those tools for clearing and healing and feel what else is possible. Listen Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are summarizing our course so far, and I have questions. Have I managed to awaken some interest in you? Where are you on the road to growth and development? Has your practice increased, intensified? Have you learned something that you may have been able to share with another? Well, today I have two Spirituality 101 students who are here to share with us maybe their favorite show, the theme that came out of that show, and perhaps how that has impacted their lives. And we will start with Brenda Samuel, who is a Spirituality 101 student and has been with the course from its inception. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Reverend Norma.
How are you?
I am doing fabulous.
Are you enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather?
Oh, of course I am.
So tell me, have you learned anything from Spirituality 101?
Have I learned anything? I have learned a lot. I have been with the show since the inception. And, you know, to really pick a show, you know, I was thinking, you know, through the process, and I kept saying, well, what show that really touched me, you know, to my core, you know, from the beginning? And I want to talk about Richard Moss' show.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Work.
Deep Work.
Because one of the things I have been saying for the last 20 plus years is that I have to do the work. And it's culminated with the work is good work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when he talked about that, I was like, yes, you have to do the work. And
you've been doing,
you know,
the
when
work?
We talk about work, in which, you know, he was so clear on, you know, we think about work, physical work, you know, mental work. But when you look at it, this is the spiritual inside, internal work that one must do.
Sure.
And he talked about the power to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to change my life, I must do the deep work.
Okay. Do you feel like you've been doing the deep work? I mean, it's been 3.5 years. How has Spirituality 101 helped you to do some of that work?
Well, it has helped me, you know, with my consciousness.
Mm.
What I have discovered for me is raising that consciousness at all times, at every in every area of my life. Before, the small things that, you know, would like kind of send me there, you know, that sending you there.
Yes.
What I have discovered for me over the past 3.5 years, it has really let me think about whatever it is I am about to approach from that spiritual perspective.
Okay, so it's gotten you more in the spiritual frame of mind, so that everything that I'm hearing, everything that you're about to engage, you're cognizant of the fact that there's a spiritual aspect to it, no matter how physical it might be.
Exactly.
Is that correct? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's exactly correct. And
tell
when you talk about, the enlightenment, and I think that's where that is, the enlightenment, being insightful, you know, all those areas in which is awakened in me.
Mm-hmm. Give me one example.
And I remember you one time,
you
I think you did a show on the awakening and the awareness.
Yes, awakening and awareness.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me one aspect of your life, one thing perhaps in your life that has changed, one way in which you're doing something differently than you did it before as a result of what you've been learning.
Oh, one. Just you only need one? Well, I do some consulting in the institution, and one of the things that I've recognized so clearly is my approach, because I teach, is my approach to teaching. And that approach says, you know, kindness and joy make people listen to what is coming out of your mouth.
Say that again. That's profound.
Kindness, I teach. And what I have discovered from Spirituality 101, kindness and joy make people listen to what comes out your mouth. And I have a favorite saying is, people may not remember what I say, but they remember how I make them feel.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's
so
wonderful.
If I make them feel good about learning, they're going to remember that, and then they will remember what I taught.
Mm. They remember the way they felt first, and then they'll remember the information. But let me ask you this question. Since you have been with Spirituality 101 right through to 2013, how did the information you got, particularly around the alignment era, when we were talking a lot about the Earth shifting and its alignment, how useful was that information for you in terms of making your own adjustment?
Well, it's really waking me up to the light that was coming in, you know, because there is a shift with the light, and really for my consciousness and my awareness to be aware that light is here, and it's, you know, you have to be able to see that and to feel it and to know it at your core of your being.
Did it make you more comfortable with accepting or receiving that which was taking place? Because, you know, there was a lot of fear around that era of the shift. How did you feel?
Oh, no, Reverend Norma, I do not have any fear. You know, I tell folks, I was away and I did parasailing and I did all that stuff, and I thanked the Creator that my fears are gone. So fear
praise
is not.
God.
I turn to fate now. What I usually say, fate and fear is on the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
So you can turn it. You can be on the fear side, or you can turn it around and you'd be on the fate side.
Wonderful. So the class that has profoundly affected you was David Moss's interview on deep work.
Exactly.
And what I'm hearing is that perhaps you probably felt you had started the deep work and he came along and confirmed it. Is that so?
Yes, that's correct.
He came along and confirmed it. Well, I don't want you to go off the phone. I want you to stay on the phone as we have another student calling in. And in a minute, we'll take a break, and then we will hear how it has affected her life, how Paula's life has been affected by the interaction with Spirituality 101. To those of you who are listening, I want to give the first hint that beginning in June, I will be taking a sabbatical. Just like you must retreat every now and again, I have to retreat as well so that I can renew and restore the energies. And so what I'll be doing is putting the show on repeat, and I will give some very specific sessions that need to be repeated. And I am hopeful that my students will go back and work and do the journaling and do the examination, do the self-discovery, and remind themselves, because when I come back, we will be picking up the rhythm in a much, much more intensified way. We're at the place of a break. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we will hear from Paula, and she will share with us the session that impacted her the most and how she has used that information to kind of stream it very effectively into her life. Please don't go away. We will be right back. This is Spirituality 101, the place where we are not at all hung up on the pathway that you may have chosen, because we have come to know that all roads lead home, and that our role here is to awaken, to inspire, to motivate, and support you on your journey to higher consciousness so that you may lift the vibration and help to manifest peace here on earth as it is decreed in the heavens. Spirituality 101, we'll be right back.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Every moment that we live provides us with numerous opportunities to grow more deeply spiritually through our active engagement in positive, concrete ways that can uplift, encourage, and help ourselves and each other. Become a part of Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program will include guests who will share their experiences with you to inspire you to help create a peaceful, cooperative present and future, and to explore your creativity and the valuable contributions which you can make. Our Sacred Journey airs live Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 7th Wave. Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today we began a review, a very concise review of the Spirituality 101 course from its inception, and which is just about 3.5 years ago. And we have two of our students who have been with us from the inception, and they're here to share a little bit about the subject matter or the topic that's kind of stands out the most in the course for them, what they've learned from it, and how they have perhaps entwined what they have learned into their daily living. And I have Paula. Paula has been a student with Spirituality 101 from its inception. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Hello, Reverend Norma, and how are you?
I am fine. It's a wonderful summer day, and I am doing just fine.
Great.
Now tell me, how have you viewed Spirituality 101?
For me, I totally love that quote that it says, the college course that it was missing.
Ah, that's what drew you to it.
Yes, yes.
Now, do you think that, can I ask this question, are you a college graduate?
Yes, I am.
Would you have benefited if that course had been offered in college and you were able to kind of access that information right along the information that you got at the academic level?
Yes, most definitely. For me, I think what it would have done for me was to give me a... It would have grounded me. It would
okay.
have helped to ground me.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Brenda?
Yes, I think that is exactly right. I think if I had learned Spirituality 101 instead of, I learned a lot about my religion because I went all the way through religious school, all the way through grad school. It would have, as Paula said, grounded me. So I would have been that balance. You know, I would have had both the academic and the spiritual, and that would have balanced me.
Okay.
I totally agree. It would have given us that rounded perspective that is needed instead of looking at things through different lenses.
Okay. So which of all the 144 shows, believe it or not, it's been that many, what's the one that stood out the most for you?
The Power of Rhythm and Timing.
Oh, Rhythm and Timing. That is the key, really, to spirituality. You know that.
And that's
what I've been trying.
That's why it captured me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was it about? That was an interview, was it not?
Yes, it was an interview with Andrew, and it was very profound.
It was an interview with my son.
Yes, and it was very, very profound.
And he is a coach, and we looked at spirituality in the same kind of rhythm as a coach would look at training an athlete to be their absolute best, and the power of repetition and power of being in the rhythm and staying in the rhythm. We balance that against growing spirituality requires the same rhythm. Get into the rhythm, feel the rhythm, accelerate in the rhythm, and move on. So what did you learn from that session?
One of the things I learned from that is that there has to be that discipline. You have to be spiritual disciplined in everything that you do. And if you can embrace and live from the core of your being, be a spiritual disciplined person, then everything else will fall into place. I'm not saying that we wouldn't stumble along the way, but it makes so much sense. The part where he spoke of being constantly positive of a repetition, constant positive repetition.
Mm-hmm. It's like having your, you know, you have affirmations. You affirm things of doing the self-analysis, which very often as human beings, we tend to shy away from. But mm-hmm. we have to be honest with ourselves of re-emphasizing the rhythm of doing things. And I just love the piece when he said, yes, you're going to emphasize the rhythm of doing something when you know it works for you. If it doesn't work, throw it out.
I love you caught on to that one. If the rhythm doesn't work, if the rhythm is not producing results, the physical coach will throw it out. The same goes for the spiritual coach. If it doesn't work, why would you keep reaffirming it?
Yes, and I just love the piece where he went on further on that to say, there will come a time when even that, it's no longer serving your purpose because you have embraced it so much. It is a part of your DNA. Mm-hmm. So why are you holding on to it? Throw that out also.
Okay. So
and it just reminded me.
You moved with the rhythm. It's kind of like there's a line in a piece of music that says the rhythm is going to get you. And what I'm hearing here is, as we've been trying to do in spirituality, I've been trying to do it very subtly, you know. Let's get into the rhythm, get into walking, walk with your face into the sun, do things in a rhythmic pattern, keep music running in your head. All of this was intended to kind of encourage that rhythm in a very gentle kind of a way. And what I'm hearing is that you really heard that and you got that.
I heard it to the core of my being because the person I am, I grew up in an environment where no one around me understood anything about spirituality as we're talking today. So when it first started evolving in my life, I closed it out because it was like, oh, no, you can't talk about that. People would look on you as though something is wrong. And then, so I have always, for a long while, I had it like on a separate shelf in my thinking.
Mm-hmm. You had it stored on a shelf somewhere safely.
Yes. But here it is. Now I'm learning that, wow, when I embrace that with life and the rhythm and everything together, it's like suddenly I am like a flower that is slowly opening.
Ah.
And I'm beginning to feel the sun on my face for the first time. It's a joy.
Okay. So you the rhythm I'm hearing, that it says the rhythm is going to get you, but I'm hearing the rhythm for you took you to joy.
Yes, it did.
How about you, Brenda?
Yes, I think it, the talking about the rhythm, because I love, as we call it, rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And I, but it's really, as Paula said, it's really understanding that rhythm. And you talk about it a lot during Spirituality 101. Talk about, you know, the walking, getting out there, walking, as you said, and doing that, and really understanding a life is rhythm.
Yes,
life
all
is vibration.
Of life is rhythm. We're
and
tied it, to a
you know,
heartbeat.
And
we're
getting
tied to
that,
a pulse
as
rhythm.
Paula said, to the core of who and what you are.
Yes.
Yes, and what I also found is that that rhythm, for me, built my confidence level. It moved me from being that very quiet person into a very confident person who I see something, I say it, and I am confident about it.
Okay,
because
so
that rhythm
brought,
is like that rhythm
course
is
has helped you
true
become
now.
More confident.
Mm.
How about you, Brenda, in terms of confidence?
Well, I think that I have always been the, Paula is the quiet one. I have always been the outspoken, you know, as they say, the butterfly out there, you know, mm-hmm. flitting, you know, flying from place to place. So I knew about the rhythm, but I have always been that person who would speak my mind and let people know, you know, where I am and where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, that was not really an issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
But really understanding clearly when you present it, what rhythm is, what vibration is, and as she said, you know, when you had the show, it really clarified and opened up for me, like Paula said, that flower to another level.
Okay.
You know, like doing the work at a deeper level for me.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything you would like to see changed on Spirituality 101? Because I'm going into hibernation for a while, and when I come out, I want to bring a whole new rhythm.
Well, that's what I would like to change, the hibernation.
Hibernation.
That's what I would love to change. Because it's like, I just wait for, as much as I am at work, I'll be honest, I sneak and I listen to it on Fridays when I can. If not, I listen first thing Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like every session helps to confirm something that I have been feeling, and it helps me to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So going into hibernation, it's like, oh, no, we can't do that.
Well, while I'm in hibernation, I am going to program review. There are some very, very important sessions, like as above, so below, the cornerstones of spirituality, change your mind, change your life. These are sessions that I want people to go back and re-listen to it and get out their journal and do some journaling and analyze how have I changed since I've been exposed to this. And I think in my own hibernation, I'm going to be doing a whole lot of review, and I'm going to ask my students to do that review by way of the repeats that I am going to program and the recorded shows that I'm going to put out. And then when I come back, I feel like people would have done the review. They would have made themselves aware of growth or places where they need to strengthen. They would be able to take a serious look at their practices. How well and how consistent have you been with your practices in terms of what you've learned? And by the time I come back, we should all be ready for springing into new transitions. And I think that's pretty powerful, because if we stay at the same level altogether all the time, then we grow to a certain point and we get kind of comfortable in that place. And my intention is not at all to allow you guys to get comfortable. Don't want you to hit comfort zone, because there is so much more, so much more, so much more. There's a whole dimension out there waiting to be engaged. And so we will do this introspection together, even though we will be apart. And then when I come back, we'll be ready for the next journey, the next moment, the next experience. And I feel that I am just on this threshold of excitement. And when I come back, that excitement would be heightened. Please don't go away. This is Spirituality 101. We're talking about the course and how it has affected some of my listeners. We will take a break and we will be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking about the effect that the course, the missing college course that is Spirituality 101, the effect that it has had in at least the lives of two of my listeners and my students, and we'll get back to Brenda and to Paula. I have a question. Over the years of listening, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's been years, what has been the single major thing that has been promoted in your life as a result of listening? Something that you're still walking with now and you are still, in some way, it's still benefiting your growth and development. Perhaps a skill that you may have developed, or you may have had that skill before, but as a result of listening to Spirituality 101 and beginning to incorporate what you're hearing, as that skill may have been taken to another level. Brenda, you want to start with you?
Oh, yes, I will. Mine is note-taking.
You're a good note-taker.
I was just sitting here as, you know, going through the break, and I was looking through. I have a binder with all my notes.
Oh, my goodness. You're a good student.
From the very first show.
Wow.
And that has really, really helped me, you know, take it to the next level. So one of the things I want to drop is a few pearls of wisdom that,
please,
you know, you have given over the years. Get your body fit and your mind will follow.
Say that again.
Get your body fit and your mind will follow. I'm no Paula is next in line, but that has really, really taken, that skill has gone to the next level, you know, with me.
Okay.
And I just, you know, one of the things, and another thing you talked about that really helped me is mindful observation.
Ooh.
There are no ordinary moments. Mindful observation. There is always something going on at all times. And, you know, I have become more mindful in my observation of everything in my life.
Okay.
Everything my eyes see, there is there. And I am looking at it through the spiritual lenses.
So that
is mine. Mindful observation.
Blessings. You've blessed my heart. Paula, what has it been for you?
For me, I will start with a quote one of the quotations that really stand out for me. The problems of today cannot be solved in the same consciousness level in which they were created.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
And you know, the one thing that this has brought into my life is that I now walk more. I have intensified my walking.
Mm-hmm.
And that has led me to being, deeper meditations. Because as I'm walking, I can meditate more. It has given me this quiet moment that while everyone else is bustling around the place, I am in that quiet moment, and I have that deep meditation going on. It has developed my analytical skills so much more.
Wonderful. Say that again.
It has developed my analytical skills so much more.
So it's a benefit that you've even been able to use in the workplace.
Yes, yes. They have benefited greatly from this. Another little pearl of wisdom that I would like to share that came out of this that also assisted me, and I will hold on to this until the day I leave this earth. 90% of what goes on in the world is none of your business.
10% is your business. Fix it.
It's just, and it is surprising that when you consciously
Ignore that 90%. You don't engage it. It is amazing what you realize that you are not dealing with in your own pot of madness.
Well, ladies, you have blessed my heart, and to hear you talk about your journey with Spirituality 101. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing and for giving me a bit of joy and laughter to hear the growth and the development and the practicality that has come out of this. I want to say to my listeners, to you, Paula, and Brenda, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As I said, the next 4 to 6 weeks, I will be off in hibernation. It is something that I do, I try to do so that I can, again, get into that rhythm more powerfully and I can begin to regurgitate and let go of that which needs to be let go of and come into another level of rhythmic vibrational healing. While I am gone, I am programming some very specific repeats of the show, and I would encourage you to listen to them because they are very, very powerful in reminders of where you need to pay attention. I'd like you to take the time to look at your own practices, as I will be doing while I'm in retreat. Look at your practices, see where you have been able to strengthen, see where there may be weaknesses, see where you may be able to increase. Do the work. I encourage you to do journaling over the next 4 to 6 weeks and prepare yourself, because when I return, we will certainly take Spirituality 101 to the next level. We are moving towards becoming masters of our own destinies, and we will leave the following behind to being followers behind us and open up ourselves to becoming the masters and the leaders and the CEOs of our lives and the masters of our destiny. That will require some very, very, very deep work, and I'm prepared to come back after my period of retreat to begin to lead and to begin to urge and to begin to support you to move on to the higher level. The peace of God, of the Creator, of the universe, be with you in your meditative and contemplative state, and share the show with another. If you've learned anything so far, please send that e-card on to your mailing list so that others too may be able to benefit from the growth, the direction, and the direction of the Creator. I am only the vessel. I want to encourage you to go to my own website, www.reprogramyourlife.net, and I want you to stay tuned, because when I come back from my retreat, I will be offering a session. I will be offering a live session that will allow people to receive and move with me through the new energies that I hope to come back and bring to the show. Remember, walk softly, gently on the planet, for we each of us argued for the right to be here. And now that we're here, we must walk with mindfulness, with joy, with love, with compassion, and with guidance. Thank you very much, ladies, for being on the show with me today. It has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.